Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
I was following the, you know, the United Preston game last night on Twitter, yeah. And saw that Lard had scored the opening goal, and I thought, oh, what's that? Wayne Rooney own goal, was it? And then realised it was Laird, not Lard, wasn't it? Pancake day today. We have, I'm so useless. I can't make a pancake. I'm so useless.
You can't make a pancake?
No. I'm useless with a frying pan. I can't do fried eggs, anything in a frying pan. I'm hopeless.
I want to know why always the first pancake is useless. You know, whenever you do the first pancake, it always sticks and you can't toss it or you can't flip it or anything.
My seventh and eighth are just as bad, so there's no real science behind that, I don't think.
Okay.
Just unlucky. Bear it in mind, I'm so useless. I went to the supermarket yesterday and bought some ready-done ones because I thought, I don't want to burn the place down first thing in the morning by risking. So we've got some ready-made done, which you've already tried one.
They were incredibly pancakey. Average.
Yeah. Okay. So, but there's no fun in just eating a pancake. We've got a variety of toppings here, but I thought this morning, one of the big things online this year seems to be pancake art. And they're like drizzling bits of batter into the pan and making all kinds of fancy shapes.
I like that. It's just because the drizzly bit cooks faster, and then you spoon over the rest of the ladle, and you flip it over, and it makes a nice pattern or a face or a
too complicated
a picture.
So we've got ready done ones. We've got a knife and fork, and I want you to. You've got an hour while you're between your news bulletins here. I want you to sculpt something.
So slightly different from the artwork that we might see.
Yeah. Okay.
With a blunt knife.
Yeah. You've got a blunt knife and you've got a fork. And it obviously starts off circular. I want you to shape that into something artistic. We'll tweet the pictures later. Okay, I want it. I'm going to do something as well, okay. And we'll compare notes in about an hour. You've got to don't eat it yet. Don't eat it. You've got to don't just stick it on your face.
Like a mask.
Somebody's got to eat that. The real challenge on this show was to create a sculpture, a pancake sculpture. So we've just tweeted. Now mine was Olaf.
It's very good.
Do you like that?
You know, I started very early on mine, and I just cut out a few shapes and made a like a ship to start with, which was a bit basic.
Yeah.
So then
let's tell the story. You came in and you saw me working on Olaf, and you thought that yours was a bit rubbish.
Yeah. So then I made a car.
Yeah.
Just cutting out those bits, and then turned exactly the same shapes into a face.
Yeah.
And then I did see yours and thought, maybe I have to be a little bit better, and made a spider's web after that, which I thought was quite good.
Busy in the newsroom, is it, this morning?
Of course, yeah, as always.
Anyway, if you want to go on our website, or you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook this morning, you can see our toils, see if you can do better, send us your pictures during the day of your pancake sculptures, right? 22 minutes to 9. Right, let's bring on Elaine onto the show this morning. Morning, Elaine.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Elaine. Just arrived at work in Standish. How's Standish looking this morning, Elaine? Give us a weather check.
It's cool but sunny.
It's cool and sunny. Okay, so what do you do, Elaine?
An assistant accountant.
An assistant accountant?
Who do you
assist? Who's?
I assist the financial director.
Ooh, get you. Okay, so technology-wise, who's your favourite friend? What kind of software? Bamboozlers with some kind of software that you use in accountancy that I will never have heard of. What do you use?
Inspire.
And does it inspire you?
Not really.
Okay, so never heard of it. So, okay, Elaine, so it is pancake day today. We're coming around to your house later for pancakes. What are you going to serve up? What's going to be the topping on your pancakes, Elaine?
Well, I have fat pancakes with strawberry and cream.
Strawberries and cream? That's posh, isn't it? Where do you live?
I live in Skem.
Okay. Posh pancakes and Skem. Let's all go around to Elaine's house. Right then, let's see if we need some movie tickets for Empire Cinemas Wigan. Here we go. Your lyric this morning, our not-so-little lyric from the team at Bruciani's. Here we are today. Here's your lyric.
Hi, my name's Lisa, and this is my lyric. I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm. He came around and he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry.
OK, Elaine, what's our not-so-little lyric this morning?
It's Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
I thought that was tough this morning. Well done, Elaine, for getting that sorted. So, you got your movie tickets. Anyone you want to say hi to before you go into work this morning? Elaine, who's listening?
All my family, husband, grandson, son, daughter, and everybody else that knows me.
Good morning, welcome to the show. It's 24 minutes to 9. What's going on in the world as we wake up this morning? In showbiz, Lady Gaga's got engaged. Chicago Fire actor Taylor Kinney has clearly lost all of his senses. what? Well, I mean, I'm sure she's a lovely girl, but I'd imagine high maintenance. I was off yesterday. Thanks to Darren Spence, by the way, for looking after the show yesterday. We had our annual night away from the kids this weekend just gone. Went across to Buxton, stayed in a very nice hotel. I think as a parent, I don't feel guilty about it. I think just every now and then you just need just a break. You know what I mean? It's hard work being a mum or dad, isn't it? You come back and I think everybody appreciates people more. So this time yesterday I was tucking into to a full English breakfast. This morning I got a banana. It's not quite the same. Though I must admit, when you have a full English breakfast at a hotel or anywhere really, I do wonder why do they put a tomato on the plate with your full English breakfast? It's like if you had a salad, you wouldn't expect them to put, like, a fried egg on it, would you? You know what I mean? Why do they do that? Anyway, it's a very nice hotel. It was a big old stately home, like a converted stately home that we stayed in. It had been converted into a hotel. I can't imagine ever what it must have been like living in a house like that. Imagine if that was your house, that kind of stately manor. Like bedroom, 20 of these massive bedrooms. Wouldn't be a problem. If you had someone staying over, wouldn't it be a problem? Not like nowadays, you know, like the box houses that me and you live in now. It's not quite the same, is it? Imagine if you had, like, Lord Smythe staying over at your house now. All right, Smythe, you know, do you want air bed in the living room? Is that all right for you, buddy?
Yeah.
Can't imagine it, can you? Wouldn't be the same. Which one of our 20 bedrooms would you like to stay in tonight, Lord Smythe? Modern-day England for you. Have the airbed in the living room. There we go. Sleep on the couch if you want, just don't dribble on the leather. All right?